Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. You know, it's time to go back to a topic we've discussed a few times on the show. The United States is such a powerful global superpower that there's almost no chance you'll defeat it now. Maybe not too long in the future, sadly. But there's almost no chance you'd be able to defeat the United States in a straight-up world war. That statement is getting harder to defend, I might add. But there's very little chance now, given our nuclear supremacy and our military. I mean, I get it. China's still a threat, but, you know, we have, what, 11 aircraft carriers? They have one. They're building, and they're getting there. But a way to effectively destroy the United States may not be from the outside, but the communists and the socialists who are running this place and running New York City and liberal America and who are in sitting in sister district attorney's offices, DA's offices like Gascon and others, figured out a long time ago, if they followed the socialist model, you can destroy the United States from the inside out. Yuri Bezmenov, we played his clips a couple times. He was a KGB defector who talked about exactly this. He lectured on this in the United States, how the Soviet Union understood a long time ago the United States could be effectively destroyed, but only from the inside out. And what you have to do is you need about 15 to 20 years to indoctrinate a generation of U.S. citizens through faulty education to hate their own country and, like a cancer, eat it from the inside out. And he talks about the institutions that need to be corrupted. I haven't played this clip of Bezmenov before. I played Bezmenov, but not this specific clip. Listen to the institutions he talks about, and I'm going to show you how he called it, and it's happening right now. Check this out.
This is the time sufficient to educate one generation of students or children. One generation. One lifetime span of a person, a human being, which is dedicated to study, to shaping up the outlook, ideology, personality. No more, no less. Usually it takes from 15 to 20 years. What it includes? It includes influencing, or by various methods, infiltration, propaganda methods, direct contacts, doesn't really matter. I will describe them later. Of various areas where public opinion is formulated or shaped. Religion, educational system, social life, administration, law enforcement system, military, of course, and labor and employer relations, economy, okay?
The economy, media, military, law enforcement, labor-employee relations, the education system. You have to corrupt those to get the socialist ethos to eat the United States alive from the inside out. Folks, it's happening right now. So I'm going to give you 10 steps to bury the United States. Bury the United States under its own weight of the socialist push from the inside. Here's step one. What would you do? If you were going to destroy the United States on purpose, if you had to, how would you do it for step one? First, you would sow racial discord. Why? Because what better way to get the United States to collapse from the inside out than to get the United States' own citizens to hate one another based on a superficial characteristic like the melanin component of your skin? I mean, seriously, what better way? Country would be at war with you, war from the outside. You can create war from the inside. What's the problem? Here you go. Wall Street Journal. Paul Blaustein. Critical race theory has a racism problem. From the idea that white people are congenitally disabled by virtue of being born white to the bigotry of low expectations. Now, folks, CRT is just one symptom of this. But this is it. Sow racial discord from the inside out. The Russians and the Chinese government, the Communist Party of China, has to love that the Democrats and the left are intentionally destroying America from the inside out by getting us all to hate one another. Well, what would be step two? You want to cancerously rot a country from the inside out? Well, you'd have to debase its currency and engage in redistribution. I mean, what better way to demoralize a population by bankrupting it through inflation, number one, but getting people to believe that the harder they work, the less they'll get? Well, what'll happen then? They won't work as hard. Then what'll happen? Stuff won't get produced. Then what'll happen? People will starve. And then what'll happen? The country implodes from the inside out. Combine that with sowing racial division, you've got a recipe just with these first two steps. I've got eight more. What would be the third step to rot this country, create a mold that eats it alive? Well, you'd want to destroy masculinity and engage in a war on boys, wouldn't you? I mean, folks, our soldiers who fight on the front lines right now, who are in actual combat, are largely men. There are women in the military who serve quite heroically, I might add. But there are men who serve on the front lines firing bullets downrange in the interest of keeping this country safe and secure. So by destroying masculinity and engaging on a war on boys, what better way to keep a country defenseless in the long run? Let's get to step four. If we were going to engage in 10 steps to bury and destroy America, you'd have to destroy its intellectual capital. America's powerhouse has always been its surfeit of intellectual capital, where we've been able to create things that the world hasn't been able to create first. It's what's given us a technology advantage in the long run. But that's created through cerebral brain power and education. Well, that's not what's happening now. Wall Street Journal, remote learning fails the test. New research finds student scores fell sharply while virtual learning was prevalent. Gosh, is this intentional or not? We were already at the bottom of OECD countries for educational attainment. It's not because our aptitude is different. Achievement was off. And then they made it worse by shutting down schools. Is this happening intentionally? Is someone trying to destroy America? Serious question.
More in a minute, but first.
If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
So it's not enough to sow racial discord, debase the currency, engage in a war on boys and masculinity, and destroy our intellectual capital. When people speak out and call it out for what it is, people like Donald Trump per se, you'd have to silence them. Because if you were going to destroy the country from the inside out, you wouldn't want people and Paul Revere's and Paulette Revere's out there to sound the alarm, would you? You'd want them silenced. And that's exactly what the big left, big tech totalitarians did. As you can see, Axios, Trump canceled. It was an article about Donald Trump being wiped off social media. Convenient how Donald Trump is one of the first candidates in a long time to use the culture wars as a rallying point to say we're losing our country, make America great again. And conveniently, big tech and the left and the speech censor communists like the Cat Lady and others jump all over people like Trump and get them all banned from the internet immediately. I mean, if you're going to rot the country from the inside out like a cancerous stain, the last thing you'd want is a medical test showing you had cancer. Then they treat it. You don't want the treatment. The left wants the cancer to rot this place. They're doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party and the Russians. What would be the next step? Well, you would definitely have to lose the technology race. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning you about this in bold, big terms. You look at the history of military altercations throughout human history. At seminal moments where the tide has turned and society shifted. Folks, it was always changed by technology. Trench warfare overridden by the tank. The effectiveness of the machine gun. The samurai blade in Japan. The nuclear weapon. Pilotless drone warfare. Technology has changed everything. Technology has been set off and is no different from magic when it's so far advanced from where you are. If you were going to destroy the United States from the inside out, you would not only destroy its intellectual capital and silence any opposition to the ongoing destruction of its collective cerebral gray matter, you would destroy, by doing that, its lead in tech. Oh, that's not happening. Oh, yes, it is. I can't encourage you in strong enough terms to read this article. Listen, it's not written by like hardcore conservatives, but this article is an important one. China will soon lead the U.S. in technology. Beijing pulls ahead in 5G and artificial intelligence while catching up on semiconductors. Folks, the article in the Wall Street Journal is terrifying. We've been warned. What else would you do? Well, you'd have to promote national bankruptcy from within. I mean, if you couldn't beat America from without, what better way to get America to rot itself from within than to get it to bankrupt itself? Biden's $6 trillion budget, New York Post, will radically reshape and bankrupt America. Post editorial board. Ladies and gentlemen, this story speaks for itself. There's no need to beat this dead horse. We are going bankrupt. It may not be a technical court bankruptcy because we can print our own money, but printing money leading to inflation, meaning you don't have any actual funds to buy stuff, you just have paper money, is a de facto bankruptcy. Next step, you'd want to make sure that the next generation of kids, through what Bezmenov warned about, through 15 and 20 years of indoctrination, you want to be sure that the kids hate this country. Why is that important? Why is that such a critical step in the internal rot of America the Russians and the Chinese Communist Party want, pray for? Well, they don't pray to anything but their gods, their fake false gods of communism, but you get the point. Because who's going to defend a country they hate? Say, oh my gosh, Dan, is it really that bad? No, no, it is. New York Post, public schools are teaching our children to hate America. Mary Kay Lynch, February 2020, New York Post. You saw that survey that came out the other day? Is it only 30% of kids think America is somehow exceptional? Who would defend the country they hated? The last would be you would definitely have to open your borders. Because a country without borders isn't a country at all. It's a suggestion, folks. John Gramlich, migrant encounters at U.S.-Mexico border are at a 21-year high. It's an article from August of 2021. Why would opening the borders be an essential step to destroying the country from the inside out? Dan, they're coming in from the outside. Yeah, the point is, it's an internal policy to let them do it. We have a legal immigration process. Why would you not want a legal immigration process? Why? You wouldn't want a legal immigration process because you wouldn't want order and you wouldn't want to know who's inside your country. Why would you not want to know? Because you're trying to destroy the country from the inside out. What other reason would you have it? Did I miss that NPR article? I didn't, right? A spike in murder? I did? Oh, all right. Well, Gee says I missed it. Here's another one. Street crime. FBI data shows an unprecedented spike in murders nationwide in 2020. It's all happening right now in front of our eyes. The 10 steps happening right now. Again, the good news. If it took 15 to 20 years to do this, to get the United States to eat itself alive, we, this show and other shows, Mark Levin show and others have been warning about this forever. Tucker, Hannity and others. We can start the process to turn it around today.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.